96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. March is National Kidney Awareness Month, and on this Medical Monday, we're giving you the best health information on kidney disease. We're going to get right to it with our guests, Dr. Constance Murray. She is a kidney specialist at Howard University Hospital. Dr. Fatima Jackson, she is a kidney disease survivor who has had two kidney transplants. And on the phone, David Rush, a kidney disease survivor who has had one transplant. Lines are open if you have a question or comment about kidney disease, about kidney transplants, about treatments, all of that. We are answering your questions tonight. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. And certainly you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Dr. Jackson, Dr. Murray, and Mr. Rush, thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Hello to everybody in the room as well.
Hello to you, too.
Hello.
So first, let me start with Dr. Murray. Give me a working definition of kidney disease. What causes it?
So kidney disease is abnormalities in structure or function of the kidney that has implication for health. So if your kidney function measured by the GFR is less than 60.
GFR. What is a GFR?
GFR is glomerular filtration rate.
And what does that
mean?
So
it's a blood test. Measuring serum creatinine. Creatinine is a protein, a breakdown product of muscle that is eliminated by the kidneys. And when you have poor kidney function, it accumulates in the blood. Mm-hmm. And when you test, the serum creatinine is elevated if you have kidney failure. You use the number derived from the test to estimate the glomerular filtration rate, which is the GFR.
How do you know if you're sick? How do you know if you're having problems with your kidneys? As you know, just as a regular person, is there pain? Do you have problems with urination? How does that work?
Thank you very much for that question. It's very good because most people in the early stages of kidney disease do not have any symptoms. The symptoms come when you have advanced kidney disease or kidney failure, and that is when it's too late to help the patient in terms of reversing the cause of the kidney failure. So it's important that people get screened for kidney disease because early stages of kidney disease do not present any symptoms. By the time you develop kidney failure, most patients complain of swelling of the ankles, puffiness around the eyes, loss of appetite, fatigue, itching, nausea, vomiting, and sometimes clouding of the senses where they're not as sharp as they used to be. They're sluggish, they're slow. But you don't want to wait until you develop the symptoms or signs before the diagnosis is made.
David, tell me, do any of those things apply to you? How did you know that you were having kidney issues?
I feel like she just read my bio. I felt a lot of those as far as with the puffiness and, you know, I'm retaining water as well on my ankles, the swelling on my ankles, fatigue, appetite change. All those things play an enormous factor in knowing your symptoms. And unfortunately for a lot of people, there's just signs that we kind of don't pay attention to. And being a kidney patient and being able to look back on my life, I could say, wow, I felt all those things before knowing actually that I was sick and didn't even really feel sick, physically sick, enough to even know until my blood work was done. So I can definitely co-sign that that's what it is.
Dr. Jackson, was that the same for you?
Sure. That's all those symptoms. And I remember profoundly that metallic taste in your mouth.
What is that? Explain that.
It tasted... My mouth had a taste to it as if I had chewed on aluminum foil or something.
Really?
Yeah, and nothing tasted the same as I remembered it tasting, and that kind of contributed to the loss of appetite. And the fatigue is really profound. I mean, you just don't have the energy.
Mm-hmm. What does that metallic taste come from, Dr. Murray?
The buildup of waste products in the blood. So the kidneys are two bean-shaped organs. Most mm-hmm. people are born with two kidneys. Some are born with one kidney. You can live a healthy life with one kidney. That's why people can donate their kidneys. So what happens is the kidneys are the filters of the body. They remove excess salt, water, and waste products, toxins, things that your body doesn't need. Mm-hmm. So when your kidneys are not working, when I mentioned the GFR falls very low, usually less than 15%, that's when you make that diagnosis of kidney failure. Those waste products back up into the blood and poison your tissues. And that makes you have all the symptoms, you know, the metallic taste. Mm-hmm. You know, the kidneys also perform other functions like making a hormone that directs the production of red blood cells. So that's why people have fatigue. They have anemia, low red blood cell count, and fatigue. The kidneys also regulate the blood pressure. So high blood pressure could be a sign of having kidney failure. And the interesting thing also is that high blood pressure can also cause kidney failure. Actually, is one of the most common causes of kidney failure.
Mm-hmm. Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about kidney health, kidney disease. We're also going to get into kidney transplants. If you have a question or a comment, please give us a call. Have experts here as well as kidney disease survivors. So any question that you may have for them, they'll be more than happy to answer for you. I believe it's Danae calling on the line. Danae, are you there? Danae, are you there? Can you hear me? Give me a call back if you can at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I'm going to start with Dr. Jackson. Dr. Jackson, you've had two kidney transplants, and you are also on dialysis. Why two kidney transplants? Explain briefly how you got to a point where you've had two.
Well, they were good kidneys, but I wasn't able to maintain them because my own immune system attacked them as though they were foreign. And so along with kidney transplant, you have to suppress or push down the immune system so that it doesn't attack the foreign kidney and your body doesn't try to get rid of it. So in the first case, I had a transplant from a living donor, one of my sons, and I began to reject his kidney soon after transplant. And within 3 years, it was finished. Mm-hmm. The second...
So it failed.
It failed.
I see.
It failed.
Okay.
And then I was back on dialysis. And then the second transplant was from a deceased individual. I don't know who that person was, but they thankfully donated their kidney to me. And that lasted for 5 years. But because I had my immune system suppressed or pushed down, then it meant that I was more susceptible to other kinds of infections. And I got an infection of the kidney, of my good kidney, my transplanted kidney. And then that was the end of that kidney. So I'm back on dialysis now.
Would you be eligible for another transplant now, or is that it for you?
No, I'm told that I'm eligible. I have to maintain good health, though, and I regularly go to dialysis. I don't miss a session. I stay for the entire period. I watch my diet, so I'm trying to make my body ready in case I'm blessed with another transplant.
Mm-hmm. And David, what's your story? You've had one transplant. First of all, how are you doing? And secondly, how did this happen for you briefly?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I had one transplant 5 years ago, November 9th, 2010. It was given to me by my brother, my older brother. I'm doing a lot better now. I'm a father now.
Good for you.
My husband as well. Of two beautiful children, and my wife, who actually helped me find my disease. She was in the medical field for a while, and I had came back from college and went to go get a physical done and actually found my numbers were high, and then that's when everything kind of started. As we stated earlier, you don't feel any pain and stuff like that, so I was already in the very, very high third going to fourth stage of failure at that time. And actually my first dialysis, with like anniversary, you would call it, is the 16th of this month. I started in 07.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm being transplanted now 5 years. You're still considered a patient. You're still taking, you know, medication. As doctor stated, you go and see your, you know, physicians often. And you just try to keep yourself in good health and try not to, you know, damage the kidney that you have now. And, you know, just grateful for every day just to be above, you know, just to be able to do it and have it. I'm very thankful.
I want to talk a little bit more about staying in good health, but I do want to grab some phone calls. We've got a lot of folks on the line who have a question or two at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Frank, calling from Warrington. Frank, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
There's two things to mention. One of the doctors had stated is that high blood pressure is one of the causes of kidney disease, but the two prime causes of kidney disease and put together is diabetes and high blood pressure. I have both. I didn't find out until a year ago last October when I had a bone infection that ate away at my ankle. And they told me they couldn't operate because I had my creatine, were too high, and I had had a kidney failure. And now they call it kidney infraction. And I've been readmitted. I've been admitted seven more times since then to the hospital out here in Warrington. And they take great care of me.
Well, Frank, hold your point because I want you to be able to finish your thought. But I've got to take a break, so please, I want you to hang on with me. Also, Franklin, calling from Hyattsville, please do not hang up. Joseph in Germantown, please stay with us. You will also be able to hear the program if you stay on the phone. We want to make sure we get your comment or questioning. Try to get as much information as we possibly can out to our listeners. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, talking about kidney disease, kidney health, transplants. We will be taking calls even after 7:30, so please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Stay with us, please.
The Howard University